on the SMB Traffic Analyzer, and I'll give it to you.
Okay. Okay. So the microphone works, it seems. Okay. So welcome to this talk about SMB Traffic Analyzer. My name is Holger Hetterich. I am a Level 3 support engineer at SUSE. The Level 3 team is essentially serving customer issues that are getting critical, and Level 1 and Level 2 support did not have a chance to help them. Whenever development is needed to solve a problem with SUSE customers, then we are involved. And in that team, I have a specialization on Samba. And today, I'm not alone. I have Benjamin Brunner with me. Benjamin, would you please shortly introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi. I'm Benjamin Brunner. I'm a technical trainee for SUSE Linux some 3 years, and currently I'm working for Holger on SMB Traffic Analyzer on my final exams. But more about that later.
Yeah, so he's here with me today because he is meanwhile playing a bigger role in SMB Traffic Analyzer. Okay, so this is an overview of what this talk will be about. And my first question is, anyone heard of SMB Traffic Analyzer in here? Okay, colleagues. Okay, so therefore we will do a quick overview of what it is and what you can do with it. A short introduction. And since my first appearance with SMB Traffic Analyzer on Samba XP was in 2009, we are going to take a short look back into the past and what happens until now, which is then the current state, where we will take a closer look at the developed programs and what you can do with them. And finally, then we are going to take a look at the future and combine this with a Q&A session. Okay? So first off, what is SMB Traffic Analyzer? To make this short, this slide is trying to answer questions that... So SMB Traffic Analyzer is essentially a project that aims for finding answers to questions like this. For example, what are the most used shares in your network, or which users are most pressing, or at which time of the day your domain is, on a typical day, your domain is produces the highest throughput. Those questions and those answers can be useful, for example, if you consolidating hardware for your network, or reorganize your network, or maybe you may switch to clustered Samba. Then questions like this are interesting, because then you get a clue of the structure you need. Okay, so I will call SMB Traffic Analyzer from now on, in short, for SMBTA. SMBTA, because it's just shorter and easier to speak. Okay. And the next slide is the same, but a bit more technical. So SMB Traffic Analyzer basically consists of three main parts. So the core is a virtual file system module for Samba. So Samba provides its own virtual file system layer. And we have a module inside of it. And what it is doing is, if someone actually writes to a share, say someone writes a file to a share with 1,000 bytes, then the module is capturing the thousands, so the number of bytes that has been written, not the content, but the number. And it does that for popular virtual file system layer functions like read, write, and also others. And what it is doing with that data, it is transferring the data through the network to a receiver program, which I call SMBTA-D for SMBTA daemon. And the job of this program is to build up a SQL queryable container out of this data. And also, since this SMBTA daemon program is sitting on the at the source, so it gets whenever a VFS operation happens, it gets the news. It also has a real-time interface so that it allows to monitor the data flow in real-time. And the third part are end-user tools. These are a group of programs that make it easy to query the database and to use SMB traffic analyzer. So we have SMBTA Monitor, which is a real-time monitor program to connect, which is connecting directly to SMBTA daemon. And then we have SMBTA query, which produces statistics, charts. So it is querying the database that is produced. And web SMBTA is a web interface to this query program. And finally, we have RRD driver, which is a tool. It builds up an interface to RRD tool. RRD tool might be known to many of you, I guess. RRD tool is a round-robin database, and it can produce graphics and stuff. I think many of you know it. With RRD driver, you can feed this database and produce graphics. We will get to this later on. So that you don't totally lose any overview, I have created this slide, so which is showing how the pieces are working together. So above there, SMB client, so that is your Samba network. Those might be Windows boxes. And they are accessing a Samba server which has our VFS module activated. And the VFS module is then transferring the data to SMBTA daemon. And as you can see, SMBTA daemon is then building a SQL storage, which might be also a dedicated system. Yeah? No, no. You mean the server and the SMBTA daemon, or no? It's networked, so it can be on any host. TCP at the moment. No, it's. I come to this later. It's not proprietary. Okay. I come to this later on. Okay. So we have. Okay. So we have a SQL storage, and then, as you can see, our real-time clients are connecting directly to SMBTA, as I already said. And SMBTA query and its interface, its web interface, are using the database independent of SMBTA daemon. Okay. So let's take a short, because as I already said, the last time we were here was in 2009, so let me tell you what happened. So that was in April in 2009, and at that point, if I'm looking back, it was a technical demo, mainly. And while it was really highly welcomed by users and developers, it had its problems. So, for example, it did not support encryption of data that is being transferred. And also, it has a limited VFS function set. With a limited VFS function set, I mean it only captured the read and write VFS operations. But there are more possibilities in conjunction with SMB traffic analyzer. So you could also, you may want to know when a directory was deleted, by whom and when. Or you may want to know when a file was renamed. And therefore, there was the need to support more VFS functions. It had more problems, but I don't want to go into detail that much because I just want to make the historical review short. And since this talk was so successful and summer was coming, well, I mostly did partying and thought about concepts and how to go on. And later on in October, my third daughter was born. And she caused, so you see here in the front, she caused really a long pause in the development. So I was pretty much unable to do anything for about 2 months because she caused so much change in our lives. We had to adapt, and everyone suffered a bit. So also Suze suffered. So yeah, it was a hard time, and I can tell you, if you think that two kids are easy to handle, just get a third and try it. Okay. Basically, what this slide is saying is that in 2009, nothing more happened on SMBTA. Okay. And then in early 2010, life settled down a bit, and I had new time to think about stuff, and then I decided to just tackle the problems we had in the first version, and it took me about a month of mostly night work, and then I came up with a completely rewritten module that I was showing to the Samba team. It was a month later, it was accepted, and this new module was important, so it has its own slide. So we have a new flexible transfer protocol, which is extendable. I come to that. I call it version 2. It supports encryption, and it is ready for being extended. So that means we might have the idea that compression, for example, while we are transferring the data to SMBTA daemon, is a good idea. And if so, I can implement it in the protocol. I can make it to support that because it supports versioning. And the infrastructure is done in a way that that the client programs won't crash if they don't support the new feature. They just will ignore it. So we have an infrastructure to extend the protocol independent of Samba releases in the end. Okay, and then, yes, it does handle more VFS function types, as I said, such as rename or even change directory. And also it stores more basic data, like, for example, the SID of a user or the IP address of clients that are accessing. So if a user is accessing a Samba share, his IP address of the clients with which he has done that is stored. Okay. Okay, and then in 2010, continued, by the middle of the year, I was working on a package called SMBTA Tools that is the collection of all those client programs that are, so of SMBTA Monitor and SMBTA Query. I began work on that and also the work on SMBTA Daemon, the daemon program that is accepting the new protocol. And then in September, I had the chance to fly to Santa Clara, California to present the state of the development at this time at the Storage Developer Conference. And I have to say thank you very much to the Samba team because they enabled me to get there. And after that one, that was a important conference for me because I got quite a lot of feedback. And that made me to finally release SMB Traffic Analyzer 1.0 in October. And don't want to go into details on that, but we had three releases and until the end of the year. And the main things were that we have created SMBTA Monitor and RRD Driver while in that phase. And also we built on Solaris with the help of some Solaris guys. Okay, and then in 2011, SMB Traffic Analyzer 1.2.2 is important because it had major changes in our end user tools. So we have changed them to run on XML, so we are able to produce different output formats. Currently, it's HTML and ASCII, but we could produce style sheets for any output in the end. And SMB Traffic Analyzer 1.2.3 has as a main feature a new algorithm in SMBTA daemon. I will come to that later on, which makes it faster and generates smaller databases. And on Sunday, just for Samba XP, we released 1.2.4. The main thing here is that we have moved to libdbi, which is a generic database interface. So we are now able to handle not only SQLite as a database, which was before. Now we can run on PostgreSQL, Oracle, even Microsoft SQL Server, and MySQL. Okay, so that brings us to the current state. And here we are going a bit more into detail on the program so you get a clue what that is. Okay, so I bring back this slide so that you get are not confused too much. And let us take a look at the VFS module, at the current state of that. So as I already said, it implements protocol version 2, and it supports the following. It supports read-write, position-at-read, position-at-write, also send file, change directory, remove directory, rename, close, and open. So it is storing these VFS operations. Of course, it is also stackable, so you can use it with, for example, you might have a VFS module for a trash bin implementation or something. So you can stack VFS modules in the layer with it, and it will work. And in the current version, we also store the IP address of the client machine and the ID of the user. Okay? Then the current status of the SMBTA daemon program. It has a bi-tree-based cache algorithm, which creates an interpolation of what happens by a user-given time span. I will show this in the next slide. And also, as I already said, it is now running on libdbi. Okay, here's this shows a problem we had with SMBTA daemon. So suppose a user transfers a really big file, maybe in the size of gigabytes. In general, the VFS layer is going to break this big file down into small chunks. And the VFS module is then generating for any of those chunks a message to SMBTA daemon. And the problem was that SMBTA daemon is consuming all those small chunks, resulting in a database that is too much. And also, it consumes computing power because it has to do so much database transactions. And on the next screen, you can see how we tackled this. Now, okay, I'm highly colorblind, but I guess you can see that these are different colors. And let's now suppose this color is a file, and that is a file, and this, and they are. So we are already in the VFS layer, and you have those chunks here. What we are doing in SMBTA daemon right now in the current implementation is we are bi-tree sorting those single chunks after the file name, and then just only sum up similar entries. So if you are creating, let's say, 100 chunks by a big write operation, it will just sum up. And we'll do that for 5 seconds. And after 5 seconds, we will just flush this tree instead of every single chunk. That results in a much smaller database, and it gives an interpolation over currently over 5 seconds, but that's fine. If you are doing statistics over days or weeks, then that doesn't matter. And so for every single file, only one single entry. So that is what we currently have in SMBTA daemon, and it works very fine. Okay, and so now to the end user tools. So we have SMBTA query, which is used to query the database that is created by SMBTA daemon. This tool is our main tool. It's developed into a kind of Swiss Army knife for SMBTA because you can do so much things with it. Its main job is to ease getting information out of the database by implementing a simple interpreted language. So, for example, this global total RW statement here would return you the total number of bytes that have been transferred, be it read or write access, all of that which is stored in the database. It supports a few functions, and it runs those functions, and that is important to say. SMBTA query is object-based, so that means you run every function. For example, this total is a function because it returns the number of bytes. And you can run those functions on domains or on shares, users, files, or on the special object global, which doesn't have a binding to a special SMB object. It's just run over the whole database and don't limit. And SMBTA query is creating XML in general, and we deliver style sheets so that you get console output, or like you can see here, these are some snippets of the output it can create. So, for example, that is a usage graph. You will see more of that later on. Or here is a list of top objects. So these are the top 10 files on a share, sorted by read-write access. Okay, it can produce things like that. And then we have SMBTA Monitor, which is our real-time client. It's currently implemented in NCursus, and in difference to SMBTA query, it is connecting directly to SMBTA daemon to be able to fetch the real-time information. And as you can see, it is computing throughput data and is also showing a live log of what is happening on the object you are watching. So in this case, it is a share which is called BSS data. This program is crying for another, for a better user interface. And this one is RRD driver. Down below you see a result, what you can produce with RRD driver. Like SMBTA monitor, it is connecting directly to SMBTA daemon and not to the database. And, well, it's, like I already said, it's creating an interface to RRD tool. And you can produce graphics like this. In this example, we have a graphic about the throughput on a share with write and read access. Okay, and then we have Web SMBTA, which is our very latest development. Its goal is to be a web interface for SMBTA query. I have no clue about modern web technologies, but if I read Rails 3, then I guess it must be something modern. And it was developed by Benjamin, who is here with me today, and it is actually his final exam for his apprenticeship at SUSE. So I knew this was coming, so we are going to do a live demo. Benjamin, would you please enter the stage? Yeah, okay, we are sharing the microphone.
Okay. Before I start the live presentation, I want to say a few words how I came to the SMB Traffic Analyzer project. This was, I think, a half year ago. I implemented the usage and the last activity function, which was formally planned as my final exams,
After I finished it, my boss sadly told me that the Chamber of Commerce, or in Germany, the IHK, doesn't like command line interfaces. So we had to think about what we could do instead of. So the idea came up that we create the web interface, which on the one hand includes the whole functionality of SMBTI query, and on the other hand shows an easy overview about a whole Samba network. So let's start the live presentation. Fortunately, it's still in beta, so we didn't deploy it on Apache. So you have to enter the source path and start the Rails from Rails delivered server webbrick with a Rails server. On the browser, we already tested it on Chromium, Mozilla Firefox, and the Internet Explorer. You have to enter the host name where your server is located. In our case, localhost. And the port is 3000 for Rails. This is the configuration page where your database from SMBTID is stored. We only have a database on our computer, so localhost. The name of a database, it's SMBTA, for example. Then you can choose the database driver. Available is PostgreSQL, MySQL, and SQLite. We have a PostgreSQL database. And then enter a DB user. We only have DB user. And if someone is something is set, a database can what password port. There you can see the object selector. Like Holger said, the Samba network is, or the SMBTA query has different objects. One global is the complete network, then domains, in our case only one with Linux LM9N, then shares and users on one domain. It's a little bit different to domains. And then you can also see that the files. The object selector is completely interactive and dynamically. It refreshes every 5 minutes. And if something in the Samba network changes, like a user was added to the domain, you get a div icon on the select field. And interactive, if you change something to, for example, you choose a share, the list of files refreshes automatically. There you have the functions. There are all functions which are already included in an SMBTA query, like search, list, total, top usage, last activity, and throughput. So, for example, we want to know what user touched the file usershared.mainz, I hope you can see that, on the share private on the domain. So you select the list function. You want to know the object user. This generates a command for the SMBTA query, sends it to the SMBTAD database and delivers in HTML what I can render directly in the web UI. So this would output you. You can see that Holger was the only user who touched that file. Yeah. Other thing is, if you want to know the usage, so the usage function generates a virtual day that you show the average throughput on a share for hours. So you can select a share, for example, sources, select usage function. You want to know the read and write access on that share. And there you can see that someone worked from midnight to 1 o'clock went to bed and worked again from 6 o'clock till now. Yeah. Okay. Another interesting thing is that when, if you want to know what shares are the highest traffic, there's the list function, top function, sorry. That can list a user, read, write, and how many of them you want to see, 5, for example, and descending. So you see, bad example because we only have one user on that chair because of our test.
In our test case, only one user touched
the chair. But normally you can see how who is the user with the highest.
Just view the top 5 files.
Yeah.
Just in case.
So then, okay, you can see it better. There are the top 5 files which are touched with the value or the amount of data traffic. So all these functions are refreshable with one click. So we don't have an active database in the background at the moment. It's static, so you can't see a change.
No, we have. We have.
Okay, then.
We have a traffic generator running at the moment, and it should change.
Okay, but not on this share.
It is showing 2.2 gigabytes, so it might not produce enough traffic to change this number.
You also can, if you don't need one function, you also can easily remove them. Yeah, that's all for the moment. For the future plans are to implement the functionality for clustered Samba when the SMBTAD module supports it. And doing predefined administrator profiles, which saves predefined functions what the administrator needs. Yeah, that's all from my side for the moment.
10 minutes. Okay,
but so, I think Holger has.
Okay, back to the presentation. Okay, so now just project data and short outlook. First off, we are proud to be able to say that the project slowly reaches stable grounds. So actually, we have the first sites that use SMBTA daemon in production. And that is especially since we made the move to the generalized database interface. Since we have PostgreSQL and are away from SQLite, things are so much more stable than before. It's amazing. And in test suites, we have transferred tens of terabytes through SMBTAD and through Samba shares without getting it to crash. I mean, you can, of course, inject something and get it to crash by this way because we have not worked on that right now. But if you use it for what it was created, it should be really extremely stable meanwhile. Okay, and for the future, I take into account that I would like to see SMBTA monitor in something in GDK, Qt, or even in Java implemented. With Java, I think of an integration with Web SMBTA. And especially interesting for me is clustered Samba support. I already have patches in my development branches for this. But I have not yet had access to a cluster to test these patches. So I will present on the Samba team soon. So with that patch, it is storing the unique cluster node ID. So you could see how a cluster behaves if you change, if you remove a node or change something in the configuration. I think that would be very interesting for SMBTA. Okay, and finally, some project data. We have a homepage, but it's a long URL, so you just enter SMB Traffic Analyzer in Google and find this page. Of course, we have defect in version tracking. We are on baxillasamba.org. And thanks to the Samba team, we have a product, SMBTA, there with its accompanying components. Discussion should happen on the Samba mailing list, Samba Technical and Samba. And on IRC freenode.net, I mean, a lot of development of SMBTA happens actually on IRC. We have a dedicated channel that is called SMBTA, but of course, SMBTA stuff can also be discussed on Samba and Samba Technical on these channels. And I'm not doing this alone. You already know Benny, but there are others. So there's Michael Hefner, who works on the real-time components, RRT driver, and SMBTA monitor. And then we have Robert Piersek. When I do a change in SMBTA daemon, this guy runs a test suite over a day and tries to find a bug. And so he is extremely important to the project. And also he happens to be a Gentoo packager, and it is he created Gentoo, so he made Gentoo coming able with, to run with SMBTA by default. He has backported the module to the Gentoo packages, and that's great. And then we have Björn Goiken, who is developing a WebAST module that is a control utility for appliances which come out of SUSE Studio. And you can control the SMBTA daemon through a web interface then. Okay, and that's it. So it's done from my side. Do you have any questions? was it too
There's
complex?
There's still two Samba packages left.
Okay. Did anyone understood what I... what I was talking about.
What is the overhead of your DFS module?
The overhead?
Yeah, the overhead in terms of... does it slow down SMBD?
Okay, of course, it comes with a drawback. That's clearly the case. The problem is the move away from SQLite removed a lot of code paths in SMBTA daemon, so it is much faster now, even with that, also with that new algorithm. And we just had no time to do testing. With the old implementation, we had about 7% penalty in tests, in long-term transfer tests. And I'm pretty sure it's much faster now.
7% on the...
Was that with the SMBTA daemon running on the same?
Yes, that's also the case. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a test suite that is running the whole stuff on one system, like this one at the moment.
And have you seen much? Have you?
If
you move it on another host.
Yes, I made also tests in SUSE Labs where I moved SMBTA daemon to its dedicated host, and that also generated was much faster. So, but. So with the new version, things are redefined, I would say, and we would have to do new tests. Yeah. Yes, I think so too. Yeah. Yeah.
When will you have cluster support ready?
Yeah, I mean, I have the patches here on my system. I need someone from the Samba team to check them. So either you will get a post on the mailing list next time, or I will grab one of you, maybe Michael Adam, and check it with him. Okay.
If there are no more questions, thank you.
Okay.
Both of you for your talk. And we have a 15-minute break, maybe 1 or 2 minutes more, until 3:15.
Oh, okay.